Congratulations on the win. An ugly win, but the win, 61-56 over Cimarron.
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't our best night, but we found a way, so we'll take it.
Braxton Harrison tonight, 29 points, but 20 points of those were in that first half. What did you guys do at halftime just to kind of slow him down in the second half?
Second half, we just guarded it a little bit better, but he still got wide open shots left and right. So we just weren't very locked in defensively on their best player. So, but credit him, he did a good job and played well tonight.
Damon Mesa with 11 points tonight, 5 rebounds, 6 of those points in that final frame, 2 free throws at the end to seal the win for you guys. How big was his play down the stretch for you guys?
It was big. You know, he played hard and, you know, he battled down low, and that's what we need from him.
Dagan Van Pelt with 14 points, 4 three-pointers, the second night in a row that he's hit 4 three-pointers. How big is it that he's getting hot beyond the arc here right as we're going into postseason?
Oh, it's good. You know, we want, you know, our guys to shoot the ball with confidence. And, you know, he's one that won't hesitate, which is good. That's what we need. We need guys that are going to willing to shoot the ball and step up when they're open. And at times we hesitated tonight, and I thought he was one that actually shot the ball and continued to shoot the ball, whether he missed one or two or not.
You guys were down 38-35 with 4 minutes to go in the third, and then you would hit 3 three-pointers and a free throw to go on a 10-0 run. How big was that run that really kind of got you a 7-point lead at that point, but how big was that run in the third quarter?
No, it was huge. You know, and a lot of it was off our defense. Our defense is the one that caused it. And, you know, in order to beat – at this time of year, in order to beat anybody, you got to actually play some defense. And I thought we played defense pretty well for about probably 4 minutes of the game tonight. The rest of it, we didn't do what we were supposed to. But, again, you know, we found a way, and now we're advancing, and that's what we want. That's what we wanted to do. We survived, and now we're moving on.
4 players in double figures tonight for you guys. How big is that when you can spread out the scoring like that and not be relying on just one guy?
Oh, it's big. You know, we, you look at night in, night out, our guys, whoever our top scorers are, pretty much different all the time. And that's what makes us a, you know, tough team whenever we're clicking and we're all, you know, focused in. And, you know, that was, the biggest thing is we got to be better focused and, you know, we'll be ready to go on Thursday.
And we all know how hard it is to beat a team 3 times, especially a team that's rising like Cimarron was at the end. So that brings me to Hugoton, who we got on Thursday.
They win.
Yeah, they won by like 6, I think he said.
63-54, the Hugoton win tonight.
So, yeah, so, I mean, they're kind of in the same boat. You know, you kind of, you know, when you got this higher seed, you want that running clock. You get some of your younger guys in and rest some legs. But, you know, kind of in the same boat. But, you know, you're playing the third time. You know, that second game, you guys made it close. But, again, you're talking about the defense and a couple lapses there in the second quarter on Riddlesberger. You know, what can we do? It's kind of a different team. You know, Harrison is just going to lower his shoulder, go to the rim, but you got Riddlesberger who runs through screens and comes off and likes to shoot that three. I mean, how different is it to change how you play according to the team now that the postseason's here?
Oh, you know, a lot of it just if we communicate, you know, good things are going to happen. You know, and that's one thing that I can guarantee you was lacking on the floor tonight was our communication on screens or whatever it was. You know, Hugoton is going to be overall a way tougher matchup than it was tonight. So our guys are going to have to be really, really disciplined about knowing where their shooters are. The thing they have also, they got bigs that can post and they're aggressive down there. So we're just going to have to be solid all the way around. This is a time of year where, you know, we've got to start giving our best shot, whereas we're going to get everybody else's best shot. So I like our chances as long as we can go in there and when we're focused and we're you know, every possession, we got to treat it like it's our last. And if we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Well, yeah, you know, explain to the folks out there. I mean, you're going, you know, 3 hours to play a team an hour away on a neutral site. You know, how difficult is that? You know, and the home crowd has been great for us the last, you know, few home games. And probably not going to get the same travel with, maybe, I don't know. But going 3 hours, getting off the bus and playing a team that's only an hour away that you've seen 3 times. I mean, that's just explain to the folks how that works.
Yeah, you know, obviously Keisha sets those regionals up, and unfortunately we're going to travel 3 hours to play somebody that's an hour away, but you know, that's kind of the way it is. But the biggest thing on nights like that is, you know, we're going to be playing I believe probably the early game, because I think the total distance of travel is the early game. So we'll see on the other side who wins, but you know, that's the game of basketball and sports in general. A lot of it's just mentally being focused in, no matter if we have to travel 3 hours, 8 hours, 1 hour, just being focused in and doing what we have control over, which is playing hard, playing together, and acting right. So,
well, Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck next Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.